Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're listening to A&R Podcast, episode 19. Today's topics are the new upcoming Moon Knight miniseries, which is on Disney Plus, Hasbro's Fan First Friday, which dropped today early on Thursday, and last but not least, Hasbro now seems to be collaborating with some social media influencers. Let's go.
What's going on, everybody? Thank you for tuning in today. We have an awesome episode. Always have an awesome episode, but today is even more awesome. We have some great topics to talk about. We have the Moon Knight Disney Plus TV show that's going to be releasing next year to talk about. And then we also have the Hasbro reveals that came out last Thursday, plus how Hasbro Marvel Legends team in particular are basically trying to, you know, get influence involved. So it's great topics. But before we get into these topics, I want to bring in my wrestling stars in the turnbuckle here. My friend D, how you doing, D?
Funny you say that. I used to be called Devon Dudley because of my name. So that brought
Devon
back memories.
Devon Dudley, there we go. Brought back memories. Get the tables. All right, on the other side of the turnbuckle, we have... Who do we have, Chris? Who was the wrestling guy that you sort of, or girl that you sort of gravitated towards?
Girl. I'm more like
Macho. Girl or guy?
I'm more like Macho Man. You know, he's got the tassels, which is kind of cute.
Dig it.
And then he's got like the mullet going on, which I'm grown out. So, you know. So,
yeah.
There we go.
We need to get you that, we need to get you that rhinestone cowboy hat. There we go. And then... Well, then you can spread out their arms and you have the strings attached to your in your jacket. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
Who are you going to be?
If it's the 80s, it was Hulkster. Nice. What kid didn't like the Hulkster in the 80s, right? But if it's the 90s, I'd say Stone Cold or The Rock. You know, the Attitude Era kind of thing. But yeah, those were good times back then. All right. Okay. We'll start off with D. D, this week, what did you get? What did you watch?
My Sentinel, Miles Morales, came in, so I'm pretty stoked about that.
Woohoo, yeah. Yes.
And be prepared to watch a review on that on our channel.
Yes, yes, definitely. We did a nice in-depth review of Sentinel, Miles Morales, and let's say it's
an amazing
it's a doozy.
Figure.
But yeah, let's not give away
spoilers.
Too much.
Come on, guys. Come on, Chris.
Tune in, go to our YouTube channel, and you can find us at Astonishing News and Reviews on YouTube. And for our social media, you can find us at Astonishing NR, our IG and Twitter handle. And Chris is always making sure you get a ton of information on there about all things pop culture, right, Chris? It's not just figures.
It's movies, TV shows, personal life, some awesome customs that we are working on, which I won't give away too much about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, go check it out. It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
going
definitely.
On there.
Yeah, we got a lot. It's a lot of stuff going on, and we're also going to have a lot of cool things coming down the pipeline. We're just getting started, to be honest with you guys. We've got so many things planned in the works, and we're slowly branching out. So it's going to be, you know, this summer is going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of cool things coming up. But anyway, sorry, D, what, you know, besides the Miles, what else did you get?
I'm pretty sure that was it. It was a slow week. I did try to do some online shopping with no luck. So that's okay.
Wait, what were you trying to get?
Oh, just anything. Just the coolest thing I could find.
Anything in general.
You know, yeah, I don't know what I'm looking for, but when I see it, I'll know. But I didn't see it.
Okay, nice. All right, what did you watch?
Surprisingly, I gave MODOK a try. And if you pretend it's not MODOK, it's semi-entertaining. It could have been any comedy show. They just, I don't know. They went in a completely different direction. So
it looks funny though.
That's what I mean. Like if you just pretend it's someone else.
It has nothing to do with the backstory. I don't know if you
can. Can you? No, you can't. I mean, it could have been Dr. Evil for all I cared. Like it could have been any just evil genius, but they chose MODOK for some reason to be ironic, to be a parody. So I'll finish this season. I'll give it a try. I'll give it a fair try. And then I watched Cruella once again. If you pretend it's not her, it's perfectly fine. But
why are we pretending that's not the main character here?
It's the only way it'll work because it doesn't make sense otherwise. Sorry.
Don't ruin it because I want to watch
it. I'm not going to ruin it. Don't worry. And I watched a Jason Statham movie called Wrath of Man. I love my revenge movies. So that was a nice little treat to watch down those other two. I quite enjoyed it. And that's pretty much my week. Nothing exciting. What about you, Chris? Did you watch anything? Usually catch up on movies or some sort of show I haven't heard about.
I know I'm the one who watches all these randoms. But one that I did watch, and I'll be honest, like we watched it one time. But it was at a gathering, and it kind of bugs me when they invite me over and they're like, okay, we're going to have some people over and we're going to watch a movie. And I'm like, okay, you don't watch the movie. So yesterday I got in full depth of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse so I could really focus on it because, you know, I caught it here and there throughout the gathering. And oh my God, what an amazing movie. Like, I just wish I focused more on it the first go round, but like it's such an eye candy of visual and artistry and colors. It's just like, I was so into it. And like the voice cast was amazing. And it was just like, it was a nonstop adventure. I loved it. And I'm sure I'll be watching it again and again. And again, and it's really...
Do you think that because you watched that movie, before you watched it, you watched it yesterday again for the second time, right?
Yeah.
So you were in the studio when we were filming the Miles. Yes. Did you, now that you've watched the movie more with concentration, do you feel more... you know, excited to see that figure, like, you know, for the second, like, seeing it again, like, you got to play around with it, but you didn't really have a whole lot of context, and there was not a whole lot of, you know, story behind it. Now that you've seen it, do you appreciate it more?
Oh my God, like, to be honest with you, that figure, I appreciated it so well. Like, you know, it was an amazing figure and everything that it came with, but, like, knowing more about Miles Morales was amazing. It brought that connection. So yes, I wish I had that figure, but you know, that's the thing I like about doing the videos with you at the studio. I get to play around with them. I get to take photos with them. So it's just like, it's not mine, but it's mine, and I get to pose it.
Well, I can get you the Marvel Legends version if you like, if you need a collection. I'll get you one of those.
No. That's just...
That's... Well, you don't want to start a Marvel Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse collection? No, you just need one, and then you get two, and then you get three.
Yeah, well, that's how mine, so...
Honestly, like for me, when I watched that movie with my kids, I was blown away because I was going in thinking it's going to be a kids movie. It'll be a nice feel good movie. And it was. But I mean, it was just so much more, you know, it just, you know, like you said, the voice acting was on point. It was just amazing.
Well,
the animation, the bright colors.
Yeah. The thing that got me excited was finding out that Catherine Han is Olivia Octavia, and I'm like, oh, I loved her in WandaVision, and like the voice cast that they got for this show, it's just outrageous, and it was just perfect mix of comedy, and it was good. That's all I can say.
It was something that came out of the left field. Like, nobody saw this coming. Like, people thought it was going to be good, but nobody thought it's going to be Oscar level good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, this was the best movie, you know, best animated movie, but it was on par with Avengers, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of how well it was done. Obviously, the Avengers are going to be a little bit more popular because there's more ensemble heroes in there, but it was so well done, and it was, and you kind of look at Sony and go, why could you not do Spider-Man movies like this before?
Yeah.
You know, like why did they have so much trouble getting Spider-Man right, but they can get, you know, Miles good? You know, I don't understand that. And, well, we'll see, because we'll see what the new Spider-Man movie is going to be all about. But honestly, like, this is probably the best Spider-Man movie they've put out, hands down.
Yeah, and I'll admit that I kind of teared up when we got to see Stan Lee's cameo in there. Ugh,
yeah,
it was so, that was pretty cool. Ugh, I didn't want it to end. I'm like, give me more Stan Lee.
All right, did you happen to get anything at all?
No.
Memorabilia, collectible, anything like that?
You're
dry again this week?
Dry, but I have started working on my Krakoan portal, which I will be
posting. We can all see at our social media page, right?
I haven't posted it yet. I gotta make sure I get some good angles so you don't see the dishes in my sink. So just hang tight. I'll post those soon.
It's another portal to someone's kitchen.
Please feel free to come through the portal and wash my dishes, you know.
Yes.
What about yourself?
For me, what did I get? Well, I've got the Miles. I think I got the Miles this week. Did I?
Yes.
I think so, yeah. I can't remember. It's a blur half the time. what else? I've got the Shang-Chi wave with the Target exclusive. Got that.
The Catwoman.
Yes, the Catwoman Hush. I got that. I think I mentioned that last week.
Oh, maybe you did.
Yeah, and then I also went and picked up two figures that were kind of... I wanted to pick them up, but never got a chance to. So I went and picked up the SH Figure Arts Star-Lord. And then I picked up the Mafex Carnage. I really didn't want to pick it up, but then it was right there in front of me.
What, you didn't like? You don't like that one?
Yeah, I do. There's some things about it I didn't like. Some things I do like. Like, I like all the accessories he comes with. They look awesome. I like the Cassidy head. That looks dope. Mm-hmm. It's the face with the
open mouth.
The paper. The paper open face. It's not a. It's not doing it for me.
No.
I don't know why.
Same. It bothered me.
I think for me, I'm going to have that posed with the Cassidy head, because it just looks crazy. It looks psychotic. So I might do that with the Cassidy head. We'll see. I haven't really played around too much with it. I did kind of play around with it in the studio and did some comparison shots. So what did I compare it to? Well, you'll have to find out and watch our YouTube channel. But yeah, no, that was pretty much it for this week for me in terms of what I picked up. What did I watch? Well, I kind of watched The Bad Batch. I've been watching it regularly, so I watched The Bad Batch. And then I also finished off the season finale of The Mighty Ducks on the Disney Plus. They have that new show. So I watched that. They, ended off pretty well. It was kind of cheesy at some points, but it's a kid's show, right? I watch it with my kid. He's into it. And, they ended off well. So I'm looking forward to season two. Hopefully there's a season two. And it was all filmed here in Vancouver too, so that's pretty cool. And they actually showed the Peony Agrodome in one of the scenes there, where sort of the major event takes place. So that was pretty cool to see that really old arena being used once again for the movies, because back then it was used quite often for movies. So yeah, it's pretty cool to see you know, hopefully I'll bump into Emilio Estevez in the airport at some point. That'd be pretty fun. So he'll probably get annoyed with me, you know, talking about the 80s and 90s of movie shows that he was in. But yeah, I mean, that was pretty much, I didn't watch anything else. Yeah, so that was it. It was a good week. Not bad. So can't complain. All right. Okay. So let's get into our topics. So we'll start off with Moon Knight, Disney Plus TV show that's coming out next year. Our main cast character is Isaac. Do you know more about this character? So I'll let you kind of take the reins here, and we'll chime in of what our thoughts are throughout this process. Go for it.
Sounds good. So the easiest way to compare him is to just say he's Marvel's version of Batman. But unlike Batman, instead of two personalities, Bruce Wayne and Batman, he created, there's Mark Spector, and then there's Stephen Grant, the rich Wall Street type of character who like Batman, spends his vast wealth on technology and weapons for himself. Jake Lockley, who is like a low street, like he's a cab driver, but that's how he stays close to the street. And then there's his Moon Knight persona, the superhero. And as far as the other Marvel characters know, he's a crazy person. Like, they don't know what his deal is because he acts erratic. He believes, and as far as the reader can tell and knows, that he's gotten his powers from an Egyptian god, Khonshu. And the fuller the moon, the more powers he has. So super strength, speed, stamina. And what's interesting about this is the personality aspect. Like, I want to be respectful. I don't want to say he's a schizophrenic. There's different ways to go about it. And I know it's a sensitive topic for some people, but I do think it would be impressive to see all the things they can do with his like dissociative identity disorder. Like in Legion. I don't know if any of you guys watch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they did some pretty trippy stuff with each character and powers and how he communicated with himself, how other people saw him, how the world sees him. So I'm hoping they utilize that in a way that's both visually pleasing and confusing, but not so confusing. Like, you know, there's twists and turns, like a new character shows up. Who is this? For anyone who doesn't know, it's just a new character. But it turns out it's one of his personalities. Like, they could do some very interesting things for people who don't know him. Like, they don't need to tell the viewer, oh, this guy believes he's three different people. Like, I'm just curious how they'll go about it. So hopefully they do it right. And as far as the cast goes, it's been pretty up in the air. Like, they had Ethan Hawke revealed. They said he was Bushman, but they took that away. They just labeled him as unconfirmed now. They have a whole cast list of unconfirmed characters, so we'll see.
They're being very secretive.
Tight-lipped here, eh?
Yeah, very, very secretive with it, which is odd because you don't see that, especially for a Disney Plus TV show.
Yeah.
Movies, that I kind of get it because they've done that in the past where they've kind of withheld some characters to make it a surprise. But yeah, it's very interesting how secretive they are in some aspects of who is the cast. What, you know, the funny thing I find that, not funny thing, but interesting is how his powers are based on the celestial moon, right?
Yeah.
How the moon is from like full moon to, you know, quarter moon. Like, so his powers go up and down. It fluctuates. That's going to be really cool to see how that is, you know, used in the show where, you know, he needs his full powers and he realizes, oh, wait, it's only a quarter moon, so I've got a quarter of my powers. But from what I know is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but he uses technology as well, right, to sort of balance that?
Yeah, he has, like, spell staffs, his throwing stars, a Moon Knight copter, basically. He's basically Batman. So, it's cool to see him.
Yeah, he throws the crescent moon. Yeah, crescent moon battery. Right? Yeah. It's going to be cool with the personalities that he has, too.
You mentioned his powers. And I think they can do some really cool visual stuff because his costume's bright white. So,
do you think they're gonna go with that costume? Like, I don't all white.
That's tough because he has a black and white one. He has the all white one.
Yeah.
I don't know how much budget they're putting into this, but like I can picture like a slight glowing effect during full moon sequences. I don't know, like there's so much they could do with this. And just seeing the Moon Knight figure, I believe you got him.
Yeah. Chris, were you saying something?
Talking about the costume, it'd be interesting because I know he's got that tuxedo outfit, and I'm just thinking...
Oh, that one's cool.
It's cool, but I kind of hope they don't do that. Maybe touch on it, but, you know, people who are a fan of Moon Knight, like, I even know what he looks like, so it'd be kind of cool to see that aspect. Like, come on, Disney Plus has been just dealing it so well with WandaVision, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It's like, don't hold back, you know. It's, and we got Loki coming up, which I cannot wait for. But back to Moon Knight. And plus, I also think with the dual personalities, I think they'd be able to touch on that and do it in a respectable sense. They could even have a bit of a twist in there, because people who might not know him or know his character, they would be able to throw that twist in the show, and people are going to be like, what just happened? What? And then he can maybe
That's my concern, though, in the show. People might get confused with the multiple personalities.
But if they explain it, that would be fine.
Well, that's what I'm hoping, that however they do it, I hope it's in a way where people will be like, ah, okay, so he has multiple personalities. So I'm curious to see how they're going to do that.
Yeah.
It's going to be very interesting, because it's not easy, because it's like you said, Bruce Wayne and Batman, that's one and two. You kind of know, because one has the cowl on, one doesn't have it on, right? So when the cowl for this guy comes off, there's three characters that he could be. And it's just like, when people see the different personalities, I wonder if people are going to pick up on it. I'm talking about people who are, you know, just random viewers. Obviously, the people who are fans of Moon Knight and know about Moon Knight are going to understand and figure it out rather quickly. But I'm just wondering, the casual viewers, if they're going to be able to pick up on that or not. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see how they go about, you know, making sure that the casual viewer gets it.
Especially in like six episodes.
Yeah, what is up with this? Like, I mean, is it like, I don't know. Honestly, like, if you want me to have my interest piqued, six is not enough. Six is like an introduction to a lot of shows. Yeah. You're like, I don't understand why give us the little tidbits. Like, did somebody come up with the number six in the studio as one of the board members said, that's all we're doing? We're not doing anything more than six. That's it.
Like, come on, give right? us 10. I mean, 10.
It's crazy. Like, I'm okay with 10. You know, your first three episodes, you do the introduction of character development. You know, then you get to the middle part where you have the hero or heroine like having issues and, you know, trying to overcome it. And then you get on with the very end where they overcome all that or don't overcome all that and continue to the next season. Right? It just, I don't know. Six is just way too long. It better be an hour. Is it an hour long?
With like credits and intros runtime and stuff, sure. Like if you add everything start to finish, then yeah.
Well, what I mean is, like, is it like a 45-minute episode or is it like a 25-minute
episode? Oh, I think it's 45-minute episode.
Okay, well, I mean, that's not too bad. But, I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's disappointing how short they are.
Especially when you have such cool characters. Like, even thinking about it, Khonshu is, you were talking about this with me earlier, like a bitter, jealous god. And it's funny because a couple months ago, I was reading The Age of Khonshu, and it's basically him preparing Moon Knight to fight Mephisto. So he's like, I need you to go steal Thor's hammer. I need you to go take Doctor Strange's medallions. I need you to go beat up Black Panther and take his... Like, he just went around and beat up all the Avengers, taking their powers, Ghost Rider, Black Panther, Thor. And it got to a point where the Avengers were like, okay, we need to shut this down. At some point in the MCU, this magical being could show up in a Doctor Strange movie. He'd be a perfect, like, even as a cameo, if you establish him well here, he could be reused later. Yeah, so I exactly. don't want them to brush over this. I want them to build the character up. It's part of Phase 4. Like, they should be serious about this. I think they will. They haven't let me down yet, but every time I see...
Well, just to... Yeah, just take a look at how powerful some of these characters are. Like, Moon Knight comes from, the powers that he gets are from, like, Egyptian gods.
Yeah.
And, these realms of, god-level powers. And we've just touched a little bit of that with WandaVision, and we're gonna touch a little bit more of that with Doctor Strange, where these weird realms with these crazy, powerful, godlike creatures, whatever, what have you. And this is such a cool way to get this character into the mainstream, because Moon Knight is sort of like a B character, a B-list character, and having this, show for only 6 episodes, I just don't think it's enough for this character. He could be so much more. He's
Yeah, they need
gaining
to market him.
popularity. A lot of people are trying to figure out who he is, right? So, yeah, I mean, Chris, what are your thoughts on? Do you like the 6 episodes? I mean, did you want it to be a movie instead?
That's the thing. We're getting 6 episodes, so why not make it a movie? I'll give Disney Plus their due of being able to wrap up WandaVision and Falcon Winter Soldier in what, 7 episodes? Was it?
Yeah.
But 6 episodes, I mean, that's kind of cutting it short. And just like you said, like, we want character building. How are you going to work that into the first 1 or 2 episodes? And just, I just have my fingers crossed. Hopefully Disney can do it again within 6 episodes, but they are good at giving us a taste of something amazing and then taking it away. But if I had to choose, I'd probably rather have a movie than
Yeah.
6 episodes.
Well, Winter Soldier was 6 episodes. Right? So, I mean, yeah, they did it felt rushed though. Winter Soldier felt rushed to me,
There's
in my
some points that
opinion.
always feel either too long and then they rush the ending.
Yeah. It's like they and then there's a lot of editing from what I heard. There was a lot of things being cut and removed and changed around because of the pandemic and because of the Black Widow movie not being released. Because apparently it was sort of tied in with the Winter Soldier and Falcon, Winter Soldier, sorry, Captain America here. I refuse to call him Captain America. I'm just trying to be nice. But yeah, I mean, yeah, that's the problem with, this Disney Plus thing that I'm having. It's just too short. I don't know. Maybe it's because of the budget. They spent a lot of money. Because, to be honest with you, like, these 6 episodes that we get, they're like 2 movies, and the budget is pretty high. Like, it is a movie level budget. It's not like the CW network, right? And and there's gonna be people saying complaining. There's gonna be people complaining to me right now, the CW network. Actually, one of the things I forgot to mention is I do watch the CW network of shows. That Superman TV show, phenomenal, phenomenal show. That's a must
Oh, I
watch for
forgot. I have to
people.
catch
Even
up on that.
if you're not a fan of Superman, that show is so much more. It just blew me away how well the show is made, and the technology they use for CGI is so much better than what they used with Flash and Arrow. It just yeah, it's really well done. It talks about a lot of problems in today's world, so that's what I really enjoyed so far with that show. So, anyways, getting back to this, yeah, definitely. Disney needs to do more episodes, and hopefully they will, because they're probably just testing the waters out right now. There's probably like, hey, we'll give them 6, and if they really, really like it, maybe we'll bump it up to 8. I think, we want 10, but if we get 8, I'll be okay with that. I'll get over it.
Yeah.
Just
Or
stretch it
another
out just a
season.
little bit.
Maybe
Or
they'll get
maybe we'll
another
get a
season.
second season.
Yeah.
Well, for Moon Knight, we better get a second season because it's got so much more story to tell. It's a deep character with a lot of stories to tell, so we better get a second season, because how can you just give us 1 season and then wrap it up? With the other 2 shows that we had, WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier, that's different because those characters can still go to other shows, and they're obviously been in the big screen prior, so it's not like they can't go back into the big screen again. With Moon Knight, this is its inception, right? It's introduction to the MCU world. Give us season 2, because I highly doubt he's going to be propped into a movie anytime soon. they've got so many other movies coming out in the next 2 years. I don't see a Moon Knight movie being wedged in here. Mm-hmm. So I would definitely want to see a Moon Knight season two. And then maybe after that, if it's doing so well, it could probably push its way into a movie. So I think that's why Oscar Isaac chose the role, because I think he sees potential in this becoming a more popular character, something that can be in the big screen eventually down the road.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anything else you guys want to add to it?
No, just excited to see what happens.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. All right, okay, well, we'll get into our next two topics. They kind of mesh together with each other, so they're sort of symbiotic. Yeah. You like that, D? Symbiotic.
I love it. Thank you.
So we'll talk about the Hasbro reveals on Thursday instead of a Friday, which kind of caught me off guard. It kind of threw everything off because I'm so used to Friday reveals. Thursday reveals, and then we'll get into how they are expanding their reveals now with YouTubers. So, Chris, do you want to take it away with this one?
Yes. All right. So, yeah, like Elvin said, it was weird. We got Fan First Thursday. And it's funny because when I started watching the video, the first thing that came up was Fan First, and it still said Friday, not Thursday. So just Hasbro Plus pick up on that. But anyways, we got some amazing releases. They did touch on the Infinity Saga figures, and we were going through that, and people in the comments were like, okay, come on, get on with the new stuff, we want new.
It's always so fun to see those comments. People are like, yeah, just get to the stuff, we're not here for all this. They need to chill out, just relax, you know. Like,
I did like a recap on some of the Infinity Saga figures, like that Surtur. Like, I cannot wait to see
what... Oh, we got that coming. We got that coming in the studio eventually. We're definitely doing a review on that.
I hope you guys kept your Marvel Legends Thor figures from the movie, because that's definitely going to come in handy.
Oh, yeah. I've got all of them. I've got Hela. I've got all of those characters. Yeah, ready to go.
Oh, awesome. Can't wait to see the display. Wink, wink.
Yeah, it's going to be cool.
So some newness that we got from Hasbro Plus is we got a second wave of Age of Apocalypse. And I gotta say, I think they did it with this wave. You know, there's a couple little things I'm sure we're all gonna touch on a bit, but let's first start with the Magneto figure. If you guys want, I'll talk about it, and then we can give our opinions and then go on to the next. Yep. Does that work?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Works okay. For me. Yeah.
So we got Magneto. He comes with two hands, two power effects, and two head sculpts. We love our head sculpts. We got the one where he's unmasked with the long hair, and then we got the one that is masked, and it's that cool longer mask. I thought it was pretty cool looking. Now, keep in mind all these images that were posted, and the ones that you can find on our Instagram, Astonishing News and Reviews, are just renderings. So they're not the fully finished figures. So keep in mind when you go and check that out. But what did you guys think of Magneto?
Well, I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, D.
You go ahead.
Yeah.
D, you take it. Same body as before, but with addition. Like, I don't know. I can't hate it because it's accurate. Like, they got the braided hair. They got the
Is it accurate? I'm disappointed you just said that.
It's as accurate as Hasbro can be with the reuse of parts.
Did they really? Could they have done better?
They most hundred. Yeah, the boots are the same. I'm the gauntlets are the same. The hands are the same. He has shoulder pads now. Yeah, shoulder pads. Different shoulder pads.
I'll give you the shoulder pads. Okay, sorry.
I mean,
sorry,
like, sorry. He's not my... I need him to complete a Build-A-Figure. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Elvin, you please go ahead. I wonder how you feel about this.
This is not the Magneto I wanted. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Age of Apocalypse. Frankly, I mean, if they never announced it, it wouldn't have bothered me. But now that it's here, you know, and I, you know, I touched on the comics a little bit here and there, that Magneto could have been so much better if they had given that additional head that was darkened. You know, you look at the comics of Magneto in that series, Age of Apocalypse, you see that darkness with the eyes glowing.
I'm going to paint mine.
It's almost like Onslaught that we got.
Yeah. Right?
So I really was disappointed to see the full face being able to be seen behind the mask or underneath the mask, because I really wanted that the depth, the darkness, and seeing him, you know, just seeing the eyes go from that. I think it would have been so much better. It would have been so cool to see that. So that was a disappointment for me, because if they give you two head sculpts, make one of them dark, the other one you can have the regular, you know, Magneto head.
But like Mafex gave three. Two like this and one more that's black. I'm going to paint mine.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
I do like that.
But you shouldn't have to.
No, you shouldn't.
You shouldn't have to, right?
But you're talking to the guy who pretended that these characters weren't characters, so the movies make sense. So that's just me, the fixer-upper.
Like, I mean, they should have done it like that, right?
Yeah. No, you're 100% right.
All right, anyways. But, I mean, yeah, we're getting the figure. We're getting the ponytail. So, you know, yeah, I guess I'll get you to paint mine, too.
Okay, no problem.
Okay. All right, so, Chris, what was the next character that they revealed?
All right, so the next character we have up is Legion. Now, he is a brand new body sculpt for this character. He comes with an extra set of hands and a super high, crazy haircut. And I don't know, if you repaint him, you could probably make him look like a Street Fighter character. You know, I'm just saying. do you guys know the story of Legion?
Yeah, so I'm surprised they didn't give him any kind of power effect, like any of the possible hundreds he could have had.
I'm like, why didn't they give him more? He was
mind though, this is not the final packaging, right?
So yeah, true.
Keep that in mind. So we might get the packaging with effects in it. They just showed us the actual figures only.
Well, right? See, like Magneto's though on their website has energy effects.
Yeah.
But we don't know. Like you said, we don't know.
We don't know. They made it clear to us this is not the final rendition, right? So
but we'll let's, see. Let's hope. Like he...
I don't know. Go ahead. Yeah, you're saying.
He's pretty much the reason why AOA happened. So he should come with something more than just an extra set of hands. You know, if it wasn't for Legion, we wouldn't have the AOA storyline. So that's just my thought on this character. It's cool that we're getting such a character, because he's going to work so perfectly in with Wave 1 as well as the rest of these figures. But yeah, I just hope they give us something, because I'm a bit detoured, because every other figure shows that they come with something. So fingers crossed. What do you think, Alvin?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I mean, hopefully the Legion's, you know, when I don't know so much about this guy, but you know, seeing him in the comics, it's nice to get a Legion this form. You know, there's different ways he looks, but yeah, it's nice to get a different character in our collection. I don't mind it. I mean, hopefully he gets, you know, some cool effects or maybe an additional head sculpt that makes him look even more creepy, sinister. Mm-hmm. But it'll be I don't mind it. I don't know what else to say about this character. We'll see when the packaging comes, if they give us, you know, additional stuff. So what's next on there? After Legion, it was what?
We have Shadow Cat. So we have a brand new Shadow Cat. I love the look of this figure. The cool thing is she is utilizing the lower body that we just currently seen that's brand new on Lady Deathstrike. She does come with a couple of accessories. She's got the metal bracers, and then she has the bracers that have the metal claws coming out, like Wolverine. And she also comes with two additional hands and a brand new head sculpt, it looks to me, and hair sculpt. And even the upper torso looks brand new, and I'm looking at it now, and I don't think we've seen it. So it looks like we're getting a lot of newness with this collection. What did you think about the figure?
Oh, she's pretty cool. I like the head sculpt. I absolutely love it. Hopefully there's no quality loss from the render to the prototype to the final form, which we so often get. I was trying to see if that was Wanda's upper body, but I don't think so.
It'll be interesting to see, because I can see them doing that, and like they have the seam line in there. They could paint it, but let's hope it's a new upper body, because even that choker that she's wearing, it looks brand new.
Yeah. Like, if they keep that and don't paint it on, because my Elsa Bloodstone is supposed to have a jewel around her neck, and it's just a dot of paint. So hopefully they keep this there. Like, hopefully they went the extra mile and kept an actual jewel.
Yeah.
For that.
What about Alvin? What do you think?
I think it's a cool figure. I mean, the face. Ah, man. What is this, a Colgate commercial?
Oh, God.
Why do we need to see the teeth?
No,
like, I don't understand this, man. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, I bleached my teeth. Look how bright and pearly they are. Like, I know you're trying to get an angry look out of this, but this looks like a constipated look.
Well, she's not like, really she's frowning. That's the bad point. She's not furrowing her brow. She's just staring straight. So yeah, it looks weird.
She just had tacos and she's about to go to the can. Oh, that's what it looks like to me.
Like, oh, no, I can't honestly, unsee
like,
that.
Seriously, of all the head you could make, you make this. It's the same thing we had with the issue with Jean from the Love Triangle with that buck teeth looking. Like, what are you doing here? Teeth is not good. It doesn't look good in figures. I don't know why. Unless it's, like, open wide and with fangs coming out or something, like Wolverine, then it's different. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, they could have made it such a... Hopefully they have an additional head sculpt, but it doesn't look like it. Because she comes with additional hands, so, and then she comes with the base part of, you know, our Bath character here. So, yeah, I don't think this is pretty much what we're going to get. So, yeah, that's disappointing for me.
Let's hope the actual head sculpt is better than a rendering look.
Yeah, maybe they change their mind, say, no more teeth. We'll just have it smiling with a sinister look or something. Anyways.
All right.
I'm always nitpicking, but yeah.
On to...
Next up.
My favorite is the AOA Rogue, which there are some utilizing old pieces as well as some new pieces. They were talking about the boots on this one, because in the comics, they were very kind of chunky looking, and it's going to be interesting to see how that is... replicated.
Wait, did you say this was... Sorry to cut you off. Did you say this was your favorite of the group?
Oh, no. Here we go.
It's, you know what?
No. I'm sorry. Like, I just didn't hear you. Did you say it was your favorite?
It is.
And that's a bit disappointing.
But see what I mean?
If you would stop interrupting me, Alvin.
I'll let you continue. Go on.
Thanks. So the reason why I love this version is... When I was a kid, I think it was 10 or 11, and we used to go down to Buffalo, New York all the time when I lived in Ontario. It's down in the States. And I used to find all the X-Men figures down there. And I remember going down once, and I found the AOA 2-pack of Rogue and Gambit. And this was the first time I seen this costume, and it was so weird. It was by Toy Biz. And I bought it, and I thought she was so cool and very unique looking. And you know what? Yeah, it's probably one of my favorite figures, because I was going to plan on making a custom version of this. But see, that's why I don't do customs anymore, because I'm going to do one, and then they come out with one. And so I think they did a good job on her. I am, because they actually showed the figure Dwight on the live. The head sculpt looks amazing. And I know it wasn't super clear, but I'm excited about this figure. I know Alvin doesn't have much taste, so I'll go to D for his reaction.
Well, that's a bit harsh there, isn't it? That's a bit harsh. I do have taste, but I reserve her for good stuff, not for this.
Oh,
This looks like a kindergarten kid got a hand of a bunch of Crayolas, yellows and greens, and went to town on it. This is a terrible figure in my mind.
Do you hate the figure or do you hate the costume?
I hate the costume and the figure. It just looks ridiculous. This is terrible.
This is
worse than it gets. It seems like we're going in a downhill trend here.
It's accurate. It's accurate though.
I'll give you that. It is accurate, but yeah, it just doesn't transfer well into this rendering. Hopefully, the figure. Sometimes the paint of the figure will change it, right? Your perception of it. So I'm hoping that the paint is not as how weird it looks on this. Maybe that will change it. The depth of paint might change it. So, yeah, we'll see. Like I said, I'll reserve my final judgment on all of these figures when we do a review on them. We will do a review on them. So we'll reserve that for now. Anyways, continue, Chris. What's the next figure here?
Do you want to say something about this figure?
Well, it's accurate. I never cared about this figure, but unlike Elvin, I can find like the beauty within it still. Like if the face sculpt is good, then I can't really hate on it. If it's comic accurate, I don't know. if the prototype and final product are the same, then yes.
Okay, well, you say so.
All right. Mr. Cranky over here.
Anyways, go on. Yes.
All right, on to the next one. We got the Cyclops, which I guess people were really wanting. Come on, like, we did get the Wave 1, so we definitely would have had to have gotten the Cyclops. My gripe about the Cyclops is probably my biggest out of the entire set. The costume, it's just blue. And then the gold, it was the accessory pieces and the bracers, they look good. My issue is the head and the hair because I'm so disappointed with it. It looks like he could be a character in wrestling. You know, it's just so cheesy looking, and he's
good.
And I think
it's funny how our intro is wrestling today.
Well, how did he look in the comic? I mean, he had boots like this.
He had longer hair though. He had longer hair coming to the front.
Okay, yeah.
It was like almost like Fabio. Yeah, it was almost like Fabio hair.
It's and his face just looks so wide, like, you know, in the comic, he had the one visor going over the one side of his eye as well. And like his hair just makes his face look so wide. It covers half the side of his face. Was that like kind of a cheap way of, oh, we don't have to worry about the other side, but it's just, I don't like how they made the head sculpt. I think they could have done a better job with it and not made him look like a bad wrestler.
Would you have been okay with two different head sculpts? One with the visor all the way across, one covered halfway?
You know what? If they gave me options, yes.
Do you think honestly think they... I think the visor's all the way through and the hair is just so stupid that you can't... If you zoom in on the pic, you can see under it. Like, you can see the visor through it. It just looks ridiculous.
But just keep in mind, though, we're dealing with the Marvel Legends budget, right? So they want to get the hair long, but they're not going to be able to have the hair sit properly over that eyepiece, I think. It's got to be either the eyepiece has to be removed and the hair sits right on it. Because it might look funny, wouldn't it, if it's sitting on top of it?
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to tell with these guys.
Yeah.
He just looks... he's very slender face in the comics. And
the other thing is... Is there a law where the Bucky Cat body only is reside with Cyclops? Like, why are all Cyclops made from the same?
His arms look huge here, though. Like, what did they do?
Like, they put the Omega Red.
Did they? Don't those arms look humongous?
I don't know. Like,
I don't know. I don't think they're using, unless they're using the Nova's upper body, and then gave him Thor's biceps because he has some huge.
Well, he is huge in the comic, yeah, so.
But I can tell, like you said, like the Bucky cap, he has these tiny, tiny feet.
Why is it always Cyclops getting this treatment?
He doesn't deserve butterfly
joints. Is it pinless too? Does it show that the arms are pinless? Because House of X, he had pinless arms, yeah, right?
No, on this render, there's a peg hole on the arms.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so.
That's your render.
Let's go backwards.
That's my one issue with these launches. I'm like, stop giving us renderings. You know, when they did the fan fest, they gave us renderings of the Domino and Cannonball, and it's just like, that doesn't really get me excited because it doesn't look very good in the rendering. I'm like, can't you guys just get the production and have them and show those? Like, it would create more excitement because I'll tell you, the next figure that I'm moving on to, he is not going to look like this. And who is it you're asking? It's Iceman.
Yeah, he's not going to be that beautiful blue.
No.
Like, that's so fair. Transparent.
To me, this looks like a really cool character.
He's gonna be milky.
See what I did there?
All I gotta say is, if we are getting this Iceman again, you know, there are some new pieces to the body, but please do not be like the Juggernaut wave. It was very bendable. It was very gummy feeling.
Oh god, that was terrible. That was a terrible figure.
I couldn't get him to stand because his feet were just so. If it got hot in my place, I feel like he'd melt. Literally. But he does come with a extra set of hands that look more like ice claws, yeah, which is kind of cool. And there's new sculpting around the legs. And
this one looks beefier.
It's probably the Spider-Man mold, as always.
Do you think this one has butterfly joints? Like, do you think they actually made a new body for him?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to wait and find out. But I know the sculpt of the head is new.
Yeah, he has no mouth on it. And his hair is more jaggedy.
And with figures like this, I guess I'll have to reserve my final review for when we see the actual picture. Because he's supposed to be crystal blue, and they did say the frosty parts was airbrushed on there to give it that really cool effect. What do you think, D?
I mean, I would swap out my old Juggernaut Wave one with this. Like, I still have that one. I'd buy two of these guys, pop my other Iceman's head off, and put it on this body. If it is a new body.
Yeah.
The other one was, like, slender and rubbery, like you said. I try to stand him up, and he flops over. So, we'll see.
Elvin?
Sorry. I don't know. I mean,
you're not feeling this one either?
Iceman?
Yeah.
I'm going to wait. Like Chris said, like, we have to see this figure in person because it's got that translucentness, right?
That's what will make or break it.
It's a difficult figure. Like, honestly, like, I understand why they have such a hard time with this figure, but I wouldn't mind just, like, you know, the AI Tony, the blue head that we got. I don't want that blue, but I want that detail of, you know, what they had in there. The face, you could see the face well, so.
What their problem is they don't put paint over top of it. They just leave it a solid translucent. When in reality, you need to dry brush white or something over it. Because ice has different layers of color. It's not just transparent blue.
That's where it lies the difficulty, right?
Yeah.
With this, because there's so many people want Iceman in so many different versions. Some people want it clear. Some people want it, like you said, with the white embedded into him. I don't think you can really please everybody with whatever Iceman you decide to go with, because so many people have different takes on what their ideal Iceman is. To me, like, you know, going back to what Chris said, if my Iceman can just stand without falling, I'll be happy with that. I'm going for smaller goals here, right? So, and you know what? Why can't we not get an Iceman proper stand?
Right. Probably like the ice slide?
Is it too much to ask to maybe put it in the back?
Look at what they gave us with the vintage one. What was that?
I don't know. But I mean, it'd be nice just to give us a stand. You know, forget the base. Just give us just the platform. Mm-hmm. I'll find a base for it. Right? And maybe even his hand shooting out the ice on that base. How cool would that be?
That would be amazing.
Right? So, you know, I don't know. Like, it's just like, we'll see. We'll see what the packaging is. Like I said, there could be some surprises they're going to drop in there. Last-minute decisions are always made with figures. You know, there might be some room for some additional accessories, like you were saying, D, with Magneto. We don't know. They might throw it in at the last minute with some of these characters, and we'll find out when the packages are all done. They're definitely going to announce this all over again once they have it in package, right? So, yeah. And, yeah, we'll check it out from there, Iceman. Right. What else do we have left?
We have two more. We have the one last figure, and then we have the Build-A-Figure. So,
okay.
Why don't we incorporate those two in one, so we're not taking up too much time, if that's okay with you guys?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
I'm glad you mentioned both, or mentioning both at the same time, because they're big boys, these guns.
Yes. And I will be sure to pass it along to you first. Sorry, D. But this is cool. So our next figure, we have Sabretooth, which, giving it a bit of a brief introduction, it comes with two extra hands and a... Oh my gosh, I went blind. Mind fart there for a second, sorry. He comes with an extra head sculpt with a ponytail. And exciting, it's not on the same Sabretooth that we just got. Elvin, would you like to take over?
I'm so glad they used this different body. So glad. This is the body, I guess, you know, a lot of people wanted Sabretooth on, or that bulkiness, the upper body, because the one we got, that's Sabretooth on a diet. So, yeah, no, this is definitely cool-looking figure. I'm looking forward to seeing this figure, especially how his chain connects to the character. For Wild Child, is it?
Yes.
Wild Child, how that, you know, when we saw the chain with Wild Child, we knew that he's coming along eventually, so it was a worst kept secret for any wave. So yeah, really cool looking figure. I can't wait to get my hands on this guy, so it'll be pretty nice. And then we have the Baff. Do you want me to talk about the Baff, or wait till D's done?
You know what,
D, why don't you talk about Sabretooth, and we'll talk about the Baff quickly after.
Cool.
You summed it up pretty much. The only thing I'm missing, I wanted some open claw hands, but otherwise I have no complaints.
Oh yes, you're absolutely right, yeah.
That's a good point.
Sabretooth with no claw hands. That's a big no-no.
But otherwise, I'm happy. He looks cool.
Let me ask this good question to you. Since we've been talking about all these things that should be in there, how confident are you that this is the ones you've seen right now, the accessories you've seen with these figures, how confident are you that they're going to add to it? Are you more than 50% confident, or are you below 50% confident?
Depends on each figure. Like, I am hopeful they will give Sabretooth claws. I don't know about confidence, because a lot of the times I'll open a figure and be like, what accessory is this even? Like, what?
Like, I don't... like a Krakoan flower? Because everyone wanted that as an accessory. Sorry.
Yeah, see what I mean? But yeah, things could change, like you keep saying, and I have to remember that. Like, that's a good thing to remember. Like, I don't know what they will end up including or removing.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, hopefully they add a couple of things here and there, kind of surprises. It'd be nice. All right, so Chris, what do you think of... let's talk about the man of the hour.
Yes.
The one that gets put together.
Oh, this is going to be a sweet figure. So for the Build-A-Figure for this wave is the... Did they call him Buccaneer Colossus? I think someone said Buccaneer because of the bandana that he's wearing. But this figure...
He's Raphael Colossus, okay? Raphael Colossus.
He is huge. There's pieces that we've seen before The hands definitely are from the apocalypse, but there is also some newness from the figure. There is articulation on his bandana, so you can really make it move around and very animated. So if you wanted him to drop from a building and it looks like he's getting ready to pound the ground, you could do that. I know they mentioned that. What do you think, guys? Elvin, what do you think? Colossus, build a figure.
I think this guy looks a freaking beast. He is just, I hope he's just big and just overpowering. Like, he's so cool. He was one of my favorite characters in the animated series in the 90s. When I saw him and when he powered up, I was like, oh my God, who is this guy? And then he had that Russian accent. I was like, oh my God. I kept saying all the time, Ilyana, where are you? You know, like...
Ilyana.
And he's so good. He's so good. Like, I can't wait to get my hands on this guy. This guy is awesome.
He's huge. Dee, what do you think?
He's the sole reason I'm just going to just buy this wave. Like, I... like, despite what I think about all the, like, Magnetos and Rogues and Shadow Cats, like...
You said you liked Magneto.
No, I said I accept him. But the fact that I have to paint his helmet speaks volumes. Uh-huh. Speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. He's Raphael to me. Like, here, this is Raphael in the Marvel world right here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge Raphael fan, so he would really go well with them. That's awesome.
I think he's gonna.
I hope.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No. I hope he's bright and colorful like this rendering is. So.
They did say that in the video because they had the actual figure and they were saying how the colors will be brighter. It was just a production that we got to see. But I think he's going to be such an awesome addition to Wave 1 because, you know, we got actual Apocalypse and he's pretty huge. You know, it's going to be nice to have that balance between Sabretooth, Apocalypse, and this Colossus. It's just... I hope you guys have room for these because it's...
Oh, I ran out of room a while ago.
Well, I could think of a wall I can knock down.
Anything else you guys want to say about the
wave? I want to ask you guys a question. Wave, what you've seen right now, which wave do you think is better? Wave 1 or Wave 2? Right now.
Morph ruined the other wave for me entirely. Like, in its entirety... Morph single-handedly destroyed that wave, so this one wins by default.
I like Wave 2.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah, Wave 2. Wave 2 just killed it. Nobody cares about Wave 1 anymore.
But the Sugar Man was an awesome build-a-figure from that wave. It was so amazingly detailed.
Was he? Was he,
yeah,
though?
He was.
I don't know about that, but, you know. I'll continue with that taste that you have.
All right. On from AOA, we have an exciting new launch that we only got to see a cartoon image of, and it is the Tigra figure. And this is going to be super exciting for all you guys out there saying, why can't females have double jointed arms? Well,
yes.
Guess what?
Yes.
We are finally getting it
with
a pivotal tail, and it's going to be a pinless figure. So,
amazing.
Guys, thoughts on double jointed elbows on female characters? Elvin, go.
Yes. More, please. More. All female characters need to continue. I don't want Hasbro to just throw a one-off here and then go revert back to the nonsense they've been doing for years and telling us, oh, it's not going to look good if we do it this way. Come on. Don't give me that garbage. Pinless is the way to go right now with these female characters. Double jointed, butterfly, all of that stuff should always be in these female characters because they deserve it. They need to be at the same level of the men characters in terms of articulation. So yes, 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 I'm excited. I'm glad this figure is going to get that treatment because she is going to be a character that needs to be in different cool poses, right? She's a part animal.
Mm-hmm.
So why can't she not be in these, you know, animal stance? So if having these double jointed elbows is going to help tremendously getting into cool poses.
Yeah, completely.
What do you think?
It's necessary. It's long overdue. the single jointed is outdated. Other figures have proven you can do double jointed female characters. And for like a posability aspect, and my stance is always do double jointed.
Yeah.
Star Wars is when in doubt, right? Is when in doubt. Like they've gotten good range with the Star Wars single jointed figures. So it's baffling that Marvel couldn't even do that with their single jointed ones. I just absolutely hate the single jointed female arms, especially when they have guns or anything and you try to put them over the shoulder and she's a perfect right angle. Like the bends are just awful. So I look forward to this one. I hope it continues on. I don't want them to go 1,000 steps forward and then 4,000 steps back with this. Like that needs to be consistent and they just need to keep utilizing this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other thoughts before we move on to the last part of this?
No, I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm excited to see this. It'll be fun.
Cool.
What about the teaser at the end?
Oh, yes, the teaser. I think it was, what did someone say? It was, they're relaunching the Emma Frost from 2008 Marvel Legends wave. No, I'm just kidding. Someone made a joke about that. Because of the back of the hair, it looked like her hair. So we got to see a sword and we got to see the dragon. So obviously it has to do with Excalibur. Do you guys think on this, are we going to get a wave or are we going to get a box set? What do you think, Elvin?
Did they say about, I thought they said, did they say a box set was coming? I can't remember.
They didn't say anything. They just hinted the back of the hair and the sword. They didn't say anything else.
I think they're going to do a box set. Yeah. I don't see this figures. I don't know. I mean, I could be totally wrong. Who knows? But I don't see this wave selling well separately. Right? I think the way to go about this thing is to do a box set. They've done a box set every year or so. Make this a box set. It'd be pretty cool because I don't know. Like I said, like I don't see this wave by itself holding, you know, interest because it's not a main group, right? So, yeah. Definitely a box set, I think, would do this one well. What do you think, D?
I can't even tell. Like, the fact that they're teasing it makes it seem like it will be bigger than just another wave. Like anytime they did, like, the Hellfire Club, for example, or Alpha Flight, like, they teased it and then marketed it hard. So, but then again, I have no idea. And the fact that the sword itself, I remember they got an image and made us guess what the sword would belong to.
Right.
Is that the same sword? I think it is when I zoomed in on it.
Maybe the dragon attaches to it and you can detach it.
Well, do you
I
guys,
think it'll be a box maybe? Set.
Do you guys think it might be the SDCC exclusive for this year?
Oh, God, please don't say that.
And I didn't see the teaser, so it was the back of the head and his blonde hair and it looked like Emma.
Could be Megan.
Like, was it supposed to be Saturnine from X's Swords?
I guess we'll have to wait to find out. Yeah,
we'll wait and see.
They didn't give us any real specifics. It's just that tease to keep you,
wanting more.
Well, the blonde hair is definitely Megan, right? Or Megan.
Megan?
It's supposed to be her, right?
Yeah. Well, we think.
So it's... Well, it has to be. There's nobody else blonde in that group, is there? So it has to be her. That's what I'm... So, yeah. It could be her. And then... Yeah, honestly, I hope it's not an SDCC exclusive. I hope it's just a box set like the Alpha Flight, right? Where you just buy it anywhere you want. And so, yeah, definitely would be cool to get that group.
Yeah, we will see. And then last but not least, Hasbro has been working with some influencers and reviewers on YouTube, which is really exciting. So Hasbro Pulse, yeah. If you are listening, wink, wink.
It's only exciting.
We would love to do this for you. So give us some Our Way, Transformers, Star Wars, Marvel Legends. We love you so much. We will do
anything anything except for Fortnite. No Fortnite.
So we'll start off with, there was a surprising release that we seen, and I know when I came across it, I'm like, oh cool, someone did a custom with the Punk Storm figure, but it's actually Kalisto, and we got that from Foosh, which I'm sure everyone knows. So he got the exclusive reveal of Kalisto, and then he got the reveal for Mastermind from Hellfire.
Can I just interject for just a second about Kalisto? Sorry. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to talk about Kalisto because there's something really cool about that is, so I listen to the Foosh, and, you know, I find him very entertaining and the whole team there. They do a great job. But so a week ago, they had their Foosh talk, and they were talking about figures that they would like to see made, and they had their five picks or something like that. And I remember them talking about Kalisto, and they said, you know, it'd be easy to make her because you just have, you know, the Storm punk hair, Storm body.
Oh.
And you just pop the head in there and you're good, right? And they were talking about this last week. And it's just so funny that, you know, within the week, and he, you know, Robo from Foolish did come out and say they had no idea this was going to be sent to them. They had no clue. So this was well after they were talking and, you know, posted that video. So it wasn't like they knew this was coming and they were going to talk about it. They found out afterwards, a few days later, that they were going to get this coming to them. That's so cool. Yeah, it's just such a coincidence. But, you know, it's just so cool to see this. So what makes me kind of believe is, are we going to see a Toad?
Yes. Or even more like Morlocks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing some of the more Warlocks. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
D,
what do you think?
I'm always opened up. When they pick a character from a team, I'm hoping, and as of late, they usually continue on the team. So I'm hopeful. Before, they'd bring out, like, a Runaways character, and then never introduce any other teammate that she had. But now they're staying more and more consistent. Even if it's delayed a couple waves, you're going to get your team sooner or later. So I'm hopeful. We'll see some people.
Yeah, it'd be nice to see that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good because I remember that storyline watching the X-Men cartoon. So I'm excited. I have some room in my display case to fit another team in there. So come on, Hasbro Pulse, let's do it. And and then Mastermind. Okay, so I've been seeing a lot of things going around about this character. Yes, I'm excited because we're getting another Hellfire Club character, and it opens up the options.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool.
Of more. But what is up with the Black Jacket? Please just say it's a rough draft figure. He's supposed to be wearing this
purple. Nope, you're getting this figure, this exact figure. It's already been made, ready to go.
No, I don't want to have to paint something, but me saying that, I'll probably buy it anyways because, you know, I got the Hellfire Club last year and I want to build it. I want to have the characters. Ugh, yeah. So annoying. But what do you think?
And you also got that furniture and stuff. You got furniture and all that. You know, I definitely would love to see that and maybe post it on our Instagram. That'd be pretty cool.
Well, maybe so. I will do that now that I got permission.
Awesome. D, what do you think of this Mastermind figure?
I'm not partial to him, but I like the fact they're releasing characters from all aspects of the Marvel Universe. Because there are fans of him. There are people who want to complete these teams.
Yeah.
So it's cool that they're doing this, and I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome when a company, you know, gives us a wide range of characters rather than just one specific character's, right?
Who could you be talking about, Elvin? No.
I wasn't insinuating anything, right? I was not saying anything. Like, there's no insinuation at all there.
No.
I think it's such a cool thing that they have such a wide variety of characters to play from, and they are utilizing that and giving us these cool groups, building these, you know, smaller groups, you know, lesser known groups to bigger groups, mm-hmm. to huge storylines. It's just so cool that they're doing that. And I, you know, I hope that other companies out there learn from that and say, yeah, you know, we should be doing this, follow that model because it's successful. It works.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then the cool thing about all of this, you know, the most important thing about all of this is how they're giving YouTube influencers an opportunity to showcase the figures, because it just makes sense, right? I mean, industries do it all the time. Car industries do it all the time. You know, video game industries do it all the time. You know, why aren't we doing this with action figures? It's only a natural to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to give it into the hands of people that actually talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
And it only strengthens your bond with the collector world. So I hope more companies see that and say, yeah, we should take a page out of this and send out our figures to some of these YouTubers. And I hope they send it out to us. All of you guys, NECA, you know, we're here. Yes. Hasbro, we're here. McFarlane, we're not here. Oh. SH Figure Arts, Mafex, we're all here. We're all listening. Right, D?
I'm not a hater like you.
All right. On that note, let's move on to the last final toy reveal that we got today. Oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's a shirtless Wolverine, which, funny at first, I thought, who would ask for this? Jean Grey. And it's, I guess we needed a shirtless Wolverine, but I forgot of we've actually had one before, but we got this new shirtless battle damaged Harry with man nipples. Come on, they put it on a figure. It's a toy. It's there.
Why is he so hairy? I don't remember.
Because he is. But okay. So we got this figure, two amazing head sculpts. I'll let you guys talk about that. This reveal was exclusive to Toying Around. And let's talk about this figure. Elvin, or let's go to D. D, what did you think of Wolverine?
I thought it was a custom at first. I didn't think it was bad. I was just like, where did this come from? Because they keep, like, I keep discovering figure releases after the official Hasbro release video and like social media posts, right? And then today it's like, here's Wolverine shirtless. I'm like, oh, which fangirl or guy made this? And it turned out to be official. So I mean, it's another Wolverine figure. He has appeared shirtless a number of times, so someone's gonna want him.
But no judgment.
Does he come with that portrait that he sits in the bed and looks at?
Oh, I wish.
Wouldn't that be amazing if they did that? Oh,
and then you can slide in your own picture in that little portrait if you wanted to. This is I don't know, like, what is this? It's a waste of my time. Don't give me this hairy, you know, shirtless Wolverine. I don't know. I mean, if it wasn't because, you know, we have a review channel. If it wasn't for this review channel, I just let this run go right by me. I have zero interest in this figure. It does nothing for me. I've got enough Wolverines in my collection from various companies. I'm good. But yeah, I mean, I guess some people wanted it. And there are some people saying that the head sculpt is great.
Yeah.
To me, it's like, whatever. Well, no big deal to me here. But yeah, I mean, we'll definitely bring it in to do a review and then compare it to the other Wolverines. But honestly, yeah. Is this part of a wave? They didn't mention anything. Is this a random... It's got to be part of a wave because you got Kalisto and you got Mastermind. So it's got to be part of an X-Men wave coming, right?
Nothing specific was said that I read. They're just...
Yeah, I mean, with this whole House of X thing, I think they're just pumping out mutants left and right randomly.
I get the feeling this is part of a wave, an X-Men wave. Because you got three X-Men figures, although they're from different lines. Well, are they? Well, Kalisto is, and Wolverine could be from the same... cartoon, 90s cartoon, and then Mastermind could be from a different part of the 90s cartoon, but it looks like a full-blown X-Men wave is coming. That's my prediction on it. Wonder what the BAF would be. That'd be a good, interesting thing. What do you guys think about a BAF?
Ooh. I don't even think they would. Probably just vintage waving.
You think these are going to go on the vintage card?
Yeah.
Maybe no two. Way. There's no way Mastermind is going to go on a
vintage card, No, right? Just Wolverine.
Oh, just... Okay, yeah. That makes sense, yeah.
I don't know about the other two. I don't know what they, like, what wave they could be out of. Just, like, obscure mutants. X-Men. I don't know. Like,
it'll be honestly, I think this is... Sorry, I think this is an X-Men wave. Yeah, I honestly think this is an X-Men wave.
Yeah, I think what they might do is, like, what they gave us with the recent supervillain wave, they might give us one of those off waves of X-Men characters, which...
What, they're going to call it a random wave?
Hey, maybe it'll be random a bunch wave. Of Morlocks, and,
yeah, you
know, it's going to be interesting to see who we get, what we get, you know, it's...
Early prediction. This is gonna be an X-Men wave, and it's gonna have Toad in it. That's my prediction. You heard it first here. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. That's what's gonna happen. We're gonna
Blob get Toad. Build a figure. There you go. Drop.
There you go. Drop. That's a great one. And Avalanche is in there as well.
And who?
How about that? Avalanche.
Oh yes.
Finally, we get Avalanche.
Hey, wasn't that in one of our YouTube channel Astonishing News and Reviews top?
Yes, it was. Be sure to check that out. We've got our top tens. Shameless plugs. Right. But no, Dee, what do you think? Like, we're just theorizing here, but you know, what do you think? That kind of makes sense?
I think they're... Chris shouted it out, but I think you're overdue for a Blob.
Yeah.
I know that would make a lot of people upset. But
they gotta squeeze an Avalanche in there. If you're gonna put Blob in there, you gotta
just do the Brotherhood. Come on.
Yeah.
You got Pyro.
Bring it on.
With Rogue already. They're just aching for it. They planted the seeds.
Can't wait. I hope it's an X-Men wave. I'm betting some money on that one, I think so. It's gonna be nice. And then if you get a Blob, you know, BAF, that'd be crazy.
Amazing.
That would set it off. And then all those people that are trying to sell it for $500 can just go and you know what. So.
We all right, love okay, chatting, don't we?
Was there anything else you guys wanted to bring up before we wrap it up?
I think we're good. We covered a lot of territory today.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we did. It was fun. I had a good time today chatting about the stuff. And we hope whoever's listening had a great time as well. And, wherever you are around the world or the universe, have yourself a great morning, a great day, and a great night. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye, guys.